I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Good morning. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and I'm here with you today on a beautiful day to talk to you a little bit about helping people. That's the name of our show every Monday, is helping people. Oh, and I should do all of the boilerplate info. My name is Jessica Wilkerson. I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783, and I'm registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. If you want to learn more about me or my colleagues over at Chico Creek Counseling, you can go online to www.chicocreekcounseling.com. All right, so today we are going to talk about New Year's resolutions, and it is so just everywhere all the time, right? That's like the topic of every radio show, every newspaper, magazine. Ugh, I don't know about you, but I am over it. I'm just over it. And last year, I spoke about this topic at this very same time, and we spoke about finding your theme word for this year. And so I'm wondering if any of you had heard that or ever heard of doing that. And if you did, what was that like for you? I always have a theme word. This last year has been balance. And let's see, did I achieve balance? You know, I think I did do a better job at balancing things, although I had a lot of hectic stuff happening this last year. We bought a house. Our baby turned one. It's my teenager's senior year of high school. He also turned 18. So there was a lot of demands on our family, but I think that I did a pretty good job of achieving balance. In the fact, did I do it perfectly? No. I'm human. I can't do that perfectly. But I think I did a better job than I did in previous years. And so I'm going to call that a win. Okay, so I'm not going to go through that again this year, but I'll just plant that seed for you instead of choosing this long list of New Year's resolutions. You just pick one word and try to live that out as best as you can, and just be conscientious of the choice to live that word. My very first one ever when I first heard of doing this was authentic. And I looked it up. I found out all the different definitions from all the different sources and read a couple little articles. Just really geeked out on it at the new year. Just really, what does that mean to be authentic? I even read the first, couple chapters of a book called Excavating Your Authentic Self. I think I was in grad school. So reading a non-school related book, the fact that I got a couple chapters in while I was a single mom to a little dude in grad school at night, and full-time job, that I call that a win too. I look for all the victories that you can celebrate. There's so many things that ways we can spin things, like, oh, I never finished that book. No, I learned a lot. And the little bit that I got to read, I gleaned a lot of knowledge from that and I held on to it. Maybe I didn't get to finish that book, but I really got a lot of use out of what I did learn from it. And someday I'll go back and finish it, and maybe it'll make me an even better therapist. I don't know. Mother, wife, sister, all of the roles that we play. So go ahead and do that for yourself this year if that's something that is on your heart. I really love doing it. But today I thought I would speak to you about going a little bit deeper, because that's just who I am and what I do. I do it for a living. I do it as a person. That's why I got into this field. And so when I was thinking about New Year's resolutions and that the station was going to want me to talk on that probably today, I thought, well, where can I go that's a little bit different than where everybody else goes? Because, I don't know, however many years you've been alive, you've probably been listening to the same advice all the time. And who wants to keep hearing that? And it just popped in my head about going deeper. So what do I mean by that? What is your normal New Year's resolution? I know that I have that word that I always do, but there's also kind of like a subcategory. I always am so cliched. You know, I'm just like you guys. Not that you're cliched. I'm like everybody else in this world. I always want to just lose some weight. And I think this is the year that I'm going to exercise and I'm going to eat right, because I do technically have all of the head knowledge of all of that. And that's why balance was my goal, because then if I had more balance, I'd be able to also balance eating healthy and exercising and all of the other goals that I have for myself. And if I could just achieve balance, then I could achieve that as well. And I did okay. But I think that everybody, or most people, it's not good to speak in all or nothings, but most people have one or two that they want to do all the time, whether it's, this is the year I get out of debt. This is the year I get my blood pressure under control. This is the year that I mend the wounds between my sibling and I. This is the year that I'm going to be more attentive to my children. Whatever that might possibly be for you. While we're in the commercial break, what is it? What is that subcategory? What is the reoccurring theme in just your list of goals, whether it's your New Year's goals or in life general goals? Think about that. When we come back, we'll talk about going a little deeper. All right, this is Jessica Wilkerson with Chico Creek Counseling and Chico Now.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And I'd like to remind you that while I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783, this is also a 30-minute radio show with commercials. So I just want to make sure that anybody out there who is triggered by anything that we ever talk about on helping people on Chico Now, that this is not a substitute for therapy. If you feel like you need to go further and deeper into whatever we're talking about for yourself and your own personal situation, then I would like to encourage you to reach out to somebody in your community. Here in Chico, we have Chico Creek Counseling. It's myself and five other therapists who all work together, and we all happen to be Christians. But this radio station goes out much further than Chico, and Chico has a lot of people, so we can't possibly serve the entire town. So go on to the internet and search out licensed clinical therapists, licensed marriage and family therapists, any kind of intern in that field, social workers, psychologists. They're all qualified. They have the training, schooling, and just a heart to help people. So when we do all those trainings, we're thinking about all the different clients we've worked with and how whatever it is that we're learning would have helped this person or that person, et cetera, so that when people come into our office, it clicks. We don't just go to that training and it's pertinent to our own life right now. It's pertinent to all these different people we've worked with and people that we can see in the future. So we really take it in. Anyways, that is my little spiel on that. We are talking about New Year's resolutions today and going a little bit deeper. So I asked you during our commercial break to think about what is the ongoing theme in your goal setting for yourself. whether it's for New Year's resolutions or just in general when you're sitting down and thinking about your goals, if that's something that you're doing on a periodic basis, that usually there are some trends. I want to get my credit debt under control. I want to pay off my student loans or pay off my car loans. I want to mend the wounds between my family member and I. I would like to have a more intimate relationship with my spouse, or I'd like to spend more time with my kids. I want to be more present in my home. I want to keep a more cleanly home. I want to lose weight. I want to feel good. I want to look good. I want to finally skydive. Whatever it is that is your, which I have skydived, so, and it was really fun, by the way. BT dubs. Whatever it is that it's been on your mind, usually there's a theme, whether it's financial or physical or social or emotional, there's usually a theme. And so I'd like you to look at that theme. What's going on for you in your theme? My theme is usually health and fitness related. When I was in my 20s, I got up every morning and I went jogging. I jogged 3.5 miles every morning. And on the days that I didn't get to jog because something was happening or it was raining or what have you, I had really, just really poopy days because I really valued that quiet time to myself for thinking. I didn't even wear headphones. I just did it in the silence of my thoughts. I would sing praise music in my head, whatever words I could remember. I would just get so much done. And then afterwards, I would just, my body felt really good. And ever since going back to graduate school when I was 28, I have not been able to get back into that rhythm. And every year, I think this is going to be the year, because I remember all of those years where that was my, how I lived my life. And I was really happy and I just really enjoyed it. And it felt like I had that, I had achieved that balance. And so every year, my subconscious New Year's resolution is this is the year that I'm going to get back into that routine. But there's always something. I had a baby now. My teenager had turned in my, back then when I was 28, I'm 38. He's not a little dude anymore. Now he has a whole other set of needs. So when I ask what is it that's the theme, I want you to know, why is that your theme? I just told you why it's my theme. My theme is because I was really happy in that time. I had those moments to think my thoughts. My body felt really good. It was strong. My body felt strong. I hardly ever got sick. I never had a cold. Those are the underneath things. So what are the underneath things for you? What is the theme of your goals? What is underneath that?
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And let's see, where were we? We were just at talking about New Year's resolutions and oh my goodness, I am blanking out. We were just talking about New Year's resolutions and finding that inner why of why is that your resolution every year? Why is that your reoccurring theme of a resolution? So why is that your reoccurring theme of a resolution? Is it you think if you lose weight, you'll be happier? You think if you lose weight, you'll feel better? You think if you lose weight, you will have more confidence? If you lose weight, you will live longer. Okay, so those are the underlying reasons. You think if you pay off your credit card debt, you'll have more money, more disposable income for vacationing. If you pay off your credit card debt, you will be out from under this sense of obligation every month. If you pay off your credit card debt, you might be able to afford to buy a new car. So what are those things? What is the so your goal is always pay off the credit card debt, pay off the credit card debt, pay off the credit card debt, lose weight, lose weight, lose weight. And you make little strides to achieve it, but you never really feel like the resolution was engaged with the intensity that you thought it would be when you set that resolution. So now it's a new year and you're just feeling kind of over it, or you're feeling excited about this next resolution. This is actually the year. Well, you know what? Maybe this is actually the year. But let's go a little deeper. What are those whys? What are those reasons behind choosing that resolution? And then let's choose those, because those are what you're going to actually be able to achieve. So was it the losing weight? We had three or four, right? You'll have more energy. You'll have better blood pressure. You'll feel more confident. You'll feel more attractive, which I don't know. I think people are beautiful regardless of their size, but that is a reason that people give for wanting to lose weight for their New Year's resolution. I'm not judging. So you pick one or two of those. I know that was four, right? There's probably five, six, seven reasons. But you can't achieve five, six, seven reasons and reasonably do them all well. And in addition to living your whole life and all of the other goals in your life. So pick the most important couple of those and be honest with yourself. If the aesthetics of how you look is the reason you want to lose weight, own that. That's okay. It's okay to own that. It isn't being more humble to say it's another reason, if that's your reason. If the reason is you want to be able to feel like you can move around better, or you want to have more energy. Okay, so for 2017, I want to have more energy instead of I want to lose weight. And so then think about, what are the things that I need to do to improve my energy? Okay, so what has been dampening your energy? I've been eating a lot of fast food lately, and I feel sluggish when I eat fast food. To improve my energy, I've heard that juicing works. Maybe I'll try juicing. And so come up with a couple different ideas of some ways to improve your energy levels. Because once you start improving those energy levels, it's likely going to correlate to the other goal, that losing weight goal. So you have the financial goal. I want to pay off all my credit cards. And what were the reasons you want to pay off your credit cards? Because I want to have more disposable income for vacationing. Because I want to be able to buy a new car and not be strapped every month with payments. Because I want to get out of having this obligation hanging over my head every month that I owe this money. Because so you find make the whole list, make as long of a list as you can, get all of the reasons, and then pick one or two. So I want more money for vacationing, and I want to be able to buy a new car. Okay, so now start thinking about how you can achieve that. So maybe money for vacationing would be plan a vacation. I mean, just sit down and really just get nerdy on it. Find out all of the places that you would want to go. Pick one. And then plan the whole vacation. How much is that going to cost? And really fantasize. Really just go in deep. I want to go to Tahiti. I mean, do it realistic. You can realistically go to Tahiti. It might take you a year of saving, but so what? You'll be really ready for that Tahitian trip after a year of saving, right? And then you're invested. So you know how much it's going to cost to go to Tahiti. So you can either start socking away a little bit into your savings for your Tahiti trip and split it. Half the money into savings, half the money into paying off that credit debt. So that you keep that momentum going forward. You're not forgetting the reason behind that resolution. The reason behind the resolution is what's moving you forward, and that's what you're addressing. Okay, this is Jessica Wilkerson. Please stay tuned for next week.